Within the nation of Israel they were intensified, but you need to be aware that this has come about through human life, for in the center they were the purest and gentlest. Are we now confusing you?
Irene, no. Not at all.
One of my questions has been, why is there so much focus on the Jewish people throughout the world, and what is going on beneath the surface?
Tom, they are the saviors of this planet. They must fulfill their choosing.
The Hovids have come here 3 times to break through the barriers of those of the inbreeding, to help bring elevation to Earth. The concentration of Hovids is in the nation of Israel, for it is a representative microcosm of the entire planet Earth. And thus Israel is important, for Earth is unique, and no other planet exists like it in the universe. All these years the others have bound it.
Irene, so, once the Hovids are released to their true selves, the other 23 civilizations will then be able to do their work more fully on planet Earth?
Tom, that is correct. For they were bound and hindered by this element of obstinacy in the Hovids. We know of the essence of the Hovids, the abilities, the genetic code, the DNA of the Hovids, the life force. When that is released, the universe is released. A very large order.
Yes.
John, so the Hovids came 3 times. Are you talking about the first time being Adam and Eve, the second time Abraham, and the third time Jesus?
Tom, you may put it like that, but in truth they came as the Eve of Adam, then the implantation was before Abraham and the development was the nation of Abraham, you see?
Irene, when did the competition with the Creator begin, and why? And was that also a testing of obedience?
Tom, it was a testing of obedience. And it began when they left Ur. Before that they listened and viewed.
You see, Abraham began the testing, for he knew that he contained within him the essence of all creation. He also knew that he contained within him all knowledge. And he also had this strong connection with creation, and therefore, when asked for the sacrifice of his son, he knew innately that he could do that, for in the acceptance and the doing, it would not be necessary. This was the first lesson. Humankind has forgotten, we have constantly reiterated the importance of acceptance. For them you no longer need to accept. But the descendants of Abraham lost the internal knowledge, they only kept the knowledge of who they were. In their need for survival, they did not accept total obedience. They were always making deals. Where one group would be in awe of creation, the Hovids would look at the creation as something to be utilized.
Irene, that's how they survived.
Tom, that is correct. And in the surviving they lost certain elements of awe and obedience.
Yes.
Andrew, Tom, could you explain why you chose the Israelites many years ago for the Jehovah leader, what the plan was, and how it is working out in terms of the religious, historical beliefs that they live under?
Tom, yes.
They are a nation of people with strength. They came from an area of a planet of strength.
Andrew, you mean that they are seed that came from another planet than Earth?
Tom, yes. They came from Hova. They had strength within their character, and also because the planet from which they came was a warrior-like planet. In their seeding here, they were asked only to be at peace.
Andrew, and historically, how was it planned for them to act as catalysts and leaders amongst the peoples of the Earth, as they seem to have done?
Tom, we asked them to work according to plan. The only problem was at the time of the man called the Nazarene. In their minds, in their culture they knew, and in the seed of their soul, if you understood their origins you would then understand the factors of doubt and questioning. Part of the reason for their existence on this planet was to overcome that factor.
Andrew, that I can understand.
Have they been successful or not?
Tom, they were not successful at the time of the man you call Jesus.
Andrew, was Jesus truly in the model of their expectations of the Messiah?
Tom, yes.
But because of their nature, they mostly did not recognize him, and throughout the generations, within them lives the knowledge that they have made an error. But because of pride, they will not acknowledge this. Do you understand?
Andrew, yes.
Tom, so from this aspect we arrive at a nation that is fierce with pride, and from this grew the desire to help their own nation. So in effect our plan was turned around.
Yet this is really their salvation because it shows the nations of earth that they are a nation that will not be conquered, in spite of the fact that they made an error. Every nation has made an error.
Andrew,
yes.
Is there any possibility of rectifying that error and still saving their pride?
Tom, they will come to acceptance.
Andrew,
there is this small matter of names, the difference between he whom we call Yehovah and he whom we call Jesus or Yeshua.
Tom, they were one and the same.
John, could you tell us about the nation on earth related to Alta?
Tom, the primary concern for this planet is the Hovas.
Alta is here to help in the situation, as brother would help another brother.
Andrew,
yes. But the relationship between what you planned in Egypt as a civilization, and what Moses learned from that, and what he carried into his relationship with Huvan and what was carried by that tradition into the later period, all these things are of great interest. It seems to be a continuous thread, even though much of it has been lost. Am I saying the right things?
Tom, you are correct.
Andrew, so it was most necessary that Moses learn all the deepest secrets of the Egyptian tradition in order to know who he was and what his role was?
Tom, yes.
Andrew, which of course he never revealed. I suppose it was forbidden at that time, was it not?
Tom,
yes.
Guest, in the early days of Israel there was much bloodshed and violence, particularly when Joshua and the Jewish people moved into Israel, after their 40 years in Sinai.
Can you elucidate why Jews sought to see non-Jewish people as the enemies of God to the extent that they killed so many people when they returned to Israel?
Tom,
why did the Christians see so many people as the enemies of God when they found non-Christians?
Guest,
was this not a precedent started by the Jews, perhaps?
Tom, that is not so.
This is the reasoning why, who've announced to Moses that the land they were taken out of belonged to them. What you have not considered is that when the Israelites were given something or it was their place, they were uprooted and enslaved. As they were told by who of the understanding of one God, and that Israel was their place, and then others did not wish them to enter. To understand those that are now, this was early 1992. Serbians and Croatians? Their war is tribal, is it not? Is tribalism not a basic animal instinct? Look at it this way. Is it not tribal with Ishmael? Therefore, why is it permitted for one group to be tribal, but not for another? Is it not true you still have tribal conflict upon this planet even in this time of free thinking? Think of an animal such as a dog. You bring this animal into your home, then you bring another also. In the beginning, when you give them their food, the natural instinct in them will be to snarl and to attack. Is that not true? Now take a human. In those days, and even these days, if they have been beaten and subjected to inadequate life conditions, they are like a dog. It is only when that dog is repeatedly treated well, and understands that it will always have food, that it will stop attacking and taking from another. There is one difference with humans. They have that instinct of the dog, and they also have the emotions which dogs do not. Therefore, that basic instinct also fires up the emotion. Then reason does not come in. You still find this in the primitive tribes who believe in their one God also, and they say they have been told this and that. So why do you then single out the Huvids from others? What you should look upon for the Huvids is this, a small group of people that have survived at all odds, a small group who have continued to educate and forward all of their peoples. This does not say there is perfection or the development of utter graciousness of personality. It is one group or nation that does not hold its own in bondage or is downtrodden. We ask you, why should not the Huvids have their way?
Guest,
yes.
May I explain?
As far as I understand, when Abraham arrived in Israel he bought a plot of land, and that seems to have been a sensible thing to do politically. There was also Moses, who had taught the Jewish people, in the Ten Commandments, about not killing and not stealing. Can you say something about that?
Tom, there were only two commandments for the nation of Hova. Those two are, thou shalt not worship false gods, and thou shalt do unto others as you want others to do unto you. Those are the only two commandments given to the nation of Hova. There are many rules. The other eight commandments were given to all the nations.
So what has kept the nation of Hu of all of these millennia is those two commandments? So then we ask you, do you now understand? They are the only nation upon planet Earth that daily challenges their God. The only nation that has the impetus to fight with their God. They are not subservient. They challenge as you are now challenging. They challenge their God, their Hu, and they will continue to do so, for they know and feel they were one with Him. Therefore they have the right to challenge, where all other belief systems do not believe they have the right. It can be a burr in your bottom, can it not? Guest, yes. Now in the history of Israel, the people of the north, the lost tribes of Israel, were taken away and dispersed by invaders. Were these people eliminated, or did they mix with the peoples of other countries? Tom, they are all over the world, and as examples, some are in Afghanistan, some in Ethiopia, some in North America, in the native white spirit people, in Phoenicians, in the people of the musical language written of by Caesar, and in the Orientals. There is now the beginning of an understanding of the dispersal and the ingathering. Guest, so this dispersal, could you say it was an unconscious fulfillment of the task that the Jews came to Earth to fulfill? Tom, are you attempting to establish that it was acceptable for them to be dispersed? Because they then fulfilled what they did not fulfill originally. Guest, not exactly, but I am aware that it has been said that the Huvids came in order to mix with the people of planet Earth. Tom, that is a truism, but they that stayed together did so because the others had been dispersed. If I would have a word of my own to say, would you like to hear? Guest, yes. Tom, I will ask the council if I may say it. They said I may say, but you may not be pleased with it. It is this, we would have one warning to people who are working with higher consciousness, to be very cautious about your attitudes toward the Huvids. For it may very well be that you are a Huvid also, yes. What we are attempting to say is that the majority of people that are involved in spiritual elevation contain the genes of Huvids, so look upon what I say, and how you then place yourselves in that. Council has said I must convey that we also have great frustration. Or perhaps in many of your eons we have not explained clearly the situation of the Huvids. What continues to persist is the negating of Huvids on planet Earth. Look at all the world, in every nation, and see which negative characteristics developed that made that nation feel different from others. Your nation, England, believed that you were superior to other nations. And your righteousness was the very essence of righteousness. When you have the ingathering of many and the clapping goes all around the world, then all will be free of the bondage of their bringing forth from their civilizations what was of the best. Andrew, there is one terrible burning question which every Israelite in the world wants to know. Why was it permitted for 600,000 Jews to be killed during World War II? Tom, did you not know of others that have been killed? Andrew, yes. I know of many others, but these are the chosen people and there must be a reason. It was not blind or accidental. Tom, it was the final bringing together of the Jews. Andrew, that's a difficult thing to tell to Jewish people. Tom, if you tell the truth, even in all sincerity, you will infuriate the nation of Israel, as they are always infuriated with such things. Perhaps it is better to try to make the world aware of the greatness of the nation of Israel? Andrew, still, this is a very delicate matter. Tom, explain that there is not a death in the world that has no consequence. Andrew, what happened to those 600,000 souls who were sacrificed in this way? Tom, they are not stockpiled. Andrew, they have been freed? Tom, they are in essence and in truth have returned to the civilization Hova. Andrew, that's most important to know. Tom, the greatest portion of those 6 million came at that time to sacrifice self, to make your planet Earth aware that there were those that would attempt to rule and control humanity. And remember this too, as a result of the 6 million the nation of Israel came into being. There is anger in Israel against the 6 million further method of going, without questioning, by being led like sheep to the slaughterhouse, but in them they knew that this was their choosing. This was why there was no combat amongst the majority of them. On the one hand, this created disgust amongst the Germans, but on the other hand, it also created awe that they could go in quietness. But within their souls they knew that they had chosen this, to bring forth the nation of Israel, and to make planet Earth aware that there are negative forces that could attempt to destroy all and to feed on the power of others. When the nation of Israel can accept within themselves that there was a majority that chose, then there will be understanding. The method of extermination they did not choose, that is the karma of the nation of Germany, yes. Steve, as the aim is presumably to heighten consciousness on this planet, to unite the people of this planet, I find it very difficult to deal with the notion that the Israeli people are the chosen people for this work. In this time, the idea of a chosen people is a very difficult and rather retrograde concept. Tom, do you have the understanding that within the nation of Israel is represented all the nations of your planet Earth? Do you understand when we use the term chosen? It is not necessary to associate that term to them. What we are trying to say is that if they had followed their program, which they had chosen, there would be no need for the world situation you now have. For all the nations upon the planet Earth would be chosen. Do you understand that within the nation of Israel is a representative of each of the nations and races upon Earth? If you reach the nation of Israel, the energy would generate then to all the planet Earth. What should have taken place thousands of years ago will then come into being. It is not that they are specially chosen, for what they have chosen is similar to service. You do not buy service, you pay for service. They are paying for service. Being a chosen people is not necessarily like being an elite, for being chosen brings great difficulty. Steve, yes. It seems to me that perhaps they are one of the most difficult groups of people to bring round to higher consciousness. What appears to be happening is that higher consciousness has been generated among a large number of people scattered throughout the world. Tom, we have knowledge of what you are referring to, but consider this. If you imagine the universe as a wholeness, and you see a black spot in the universe which is the planet Earth, which had bottlenecked the evolving of the universe and is stopping the growth of souls that should by this time have evolved further. And if you then look upon the Earth and see the nation of Israel as a black spot on planet Earth, it is important to reach the nation that is all nations within one nation, to raise the level of all the nations. Yes. Steve, yes. What we have seen in the Western world in recent years, 1976, has been a conspicuous heightening of consciousness among younger people, due to emerging of Eastern and Western traditions. A flow of ideas, methods of consciousness training and such like from East to West. Is this not a valuable thing? Tom, if they may take it and bring it into balance. We have explained that the East is not in true balance, nor is the West. It is important for you to understand that both need to be brought into balance, that is vitally important for planet Earth. The nation of Israel is a blend of both. Steve, yes, that's true. Only, Tom, what you are asking, concerning Israel, is a question that will be asked by many. Steve, well, yes, that's why I'm asking it. Tom, the people of planet Earth tend to reject the nation of Israel. But they were yet to recognize within them that the greatest portion of humankind also contains a portion of the nation of Israel within themselves, and thus also has the same tendencies that they feel are attributable to the nation of Israel. Guest. In what way are the Jewish people any different? Is there something special about their relationship to the land of Israel? Tom, those of the nation of Israel came to planet Earth many thousands of years ago. They came to evolve your planet Earth, and in their genetics they know their choosing, and they relate closely to the Creator, the memory is coming from their innermost. But what this in actuality means is that they have a great responsibility, for they have an ability to elevate planet Earth into a collective consciousness that may bring all people into their proper places, so that planet Earth may then fulfill unity in the universe. They are a people that have great energies, that have great ability in their genetics. The people of Israel also have the ability to bring into existence with their minds all that they desire, but also all that they fear. Israel is a microcosm of Earth, and as the nation of Israel is affected, so is the planet. Guest, how can Jews elevate the planet? I didn't quite understand, Tom. The nation of Israel has within it powers that can release in humankind all that is buried, all that may be brought forth into light. As they hold this code, they also reject this code, for they are the greatest of skeptics upon your earth. They reject it, for inwardly they have the knowledge that it brings forth great responsibility. The minds of the people of Israel have an energy such that what they fear they create for themselves, and what they project in positivity they bring into reality. Everyone on the planet Earth, in their creation of thought, can bring it to fruition, but in the nation of Israel this is magnified and can thus create, if the thoughts are emotional or lacking clarity, imbalance within your planet Earth. Yes. John, what would you recommend to the people of Israel? What could help in their job, both for themselves and for others? Tom, the most important aspect is to understand that the universe is with them. By their thinking, they do not permit it to flow into them. When there is dissension within, it creates greater dissension without. It is time for all to come together in understanding each other, and when we say this, we mean all the tribes within the nation of Israel. When Israeli people fear, creating a situation in which they feel all the world against them, then they bring that into their reality. The error of the nation of Israel is that they accept their specialness without taking responsibility. People who are not Hebrew are in a difficult situation to tell them they are not special, and to get them off their backsides. They need to understand the overcoming of apathy. They need the information and knowledge that no one will do it for them, even Jehovah, and that they must do it themselves, particularly because they have the ability to do it. They are conditioned to believe that they are entitled to do what they themselves feel is best. This needs to be communicated gently. David, so this is a question of self-empowerment? Tom, that is the key. It takes only one person to begin the process. The nation of Israel is in serious difficulty and in great troubles at this time, 1976. Israel, in its state of consciousness, of uneasiness, of aggressiveness within itself, is radiating in energy. It has become a nationalist of thoughts. There is much anger among all, and they cannot do anything to bring themselves out. They do not understand that they are creating the difficulty. The nations surrounding it also create difficulty, and this radiates out into the world. In relationship to catastrophes, we will not permit catastrophes to completely remove and to deprive Earth souls. What we are trying to say is, those that communicate in negativity are in a realm that is using their emotion, their trauma, and is not of the purest. And then in 1980, we are attempting to prepare Israel for understanding. There are more great intellects within the nation of Israel than in many lands, but there is in truth more emotionalism of minds that are not in control, minds that emotions control, rather the minds controlling emotion. Because of this energy of the nation of Israel, those that exist upon planet Earth cannot move forward. Those who oppose keep the nation of Israel in imbalance and imbalance, for they affect things through emotion. The ego of those that exist in the nation of Israel is not in balance. Their emotion controls their mind. It is with great sadness that we say this, for if they attempt to learn and do control their mind, then they may move the nation of Israel into the highest realm. Movements must learn to cultivate detachment from their emotions, so those of the opposition cannot use them. For the opposition are parasites of mind that would like to control, disrupt, destroy. They have done that to the nation of Israel. The people of Israel are controlled by their emotions. Their emotions are controlled by those that oppose, for they live on that energy. This nation of intellectual genius has given that genius away. In this time, 1981, the importance of creating a direction of transformation, to bring about true transformation upon planet Earth, must begin in Israel. The nation of Israel, being a microcosm of the whole world, contains within it the energies of all. In truthfulness, knowing that the Israelis are from Jehovah, we also know that the change will have some difficulty. We underestimated the intensity of the effect of density on the peoples of planet Earth, and of the fears of those upon it, brought about by the others. Therefore there has been the greatest of delay. We also had the hope that the Hovets would understand their purpose within their core, and would begin Earth's transformation. Again, however, we had underestimated the individualism of the creative being. Now it is of the greatest importance that this transformation begins, for your planet Earth is on a threshold. And in attaining and reaching the energies of this nation of Israel, which is a representation of Earth, the unbottlenecking of the bottleneck begins. Israel, how does Yehovah look at the situation at this point? Tom, with the greatest of tears, for his nation, the nation of Israel and there, may we explain a situation? The nation of Israel makes judgment on what is important or not important for their self-image in the world. That is a form of lack of communication, and this creates difficulty in the rest of the world, for the Hovets feel that in their mind they know, and that is enough. It must be understood that the time has passed when they may keep only to themselves. It is important that communication not be judgmental of what is important and not, for all peoples are different. And all peoples have a need to understand other peoples. This is the biggest difficulty, for because of the lack of communication, those outside Israel then think that the Israeli nation considers them to be inferior. The peoples of the world have only one way of understanding each other, and that is through communication. As the nations of the continent of Europe are unifying, so then know in truth that the nations of other continents may also unify. And to a group of meditators in 1990, focus your attention for the unification of other arenas also, and keep foremost in your mind the understanding that the nation of Israel is a microcosm for planet Earth. What is important is energy for the integration of wholeness and completion. To bring peace between the children of Abraham, or Ishmael is from Abraham also. John, you implied once that it might be important for the Jewish people to come to a recognition of who Jesus was. Tom, there are many among the Hebrews who understand and accept that the Nazarene was a teacher. What is difficult is for them to understand is the affiliation of Yehovah with the civilization of Hovah. As you know, the God of the Hebrews was maintained to be a jealous God. They misunderstood it totally, completely. And they also do not understand that these beings to whom they have given the term God, not just the Hovens but gods of all the major religions in their spin-offs, were a physicalness made into gods by humans on Earth. That is now at a stage of evolution. It is those who come from Ishmael who are currently, October 1990, in the greatest difficulty, for their zeal has no respect for life, where the Hovens hadn't have respect. Do you understand the difference? Those from Ishmael do not permit others to fulfill their physical life upon planet Earth for its full evolutionary cycle. Guest, there seems to be a lot of focus on the Jewish people and their position in the world, and I wonder if you could provide a little more information concerning the Islamic people, which might help balance things a bit. Tom, what you were asking we have explained often, and you say that we have approached positively to those of Hovah and not to those of Ishmael. Guest, not exactly, but it can appear that way, that a lot of attention has been on the Jewish people. Tom, that has been of necessity. We ask you this, are not the Buddha, the Hindu, those of the great white spirit mentioned? May we ask why you must speak in offness of Ishmael? Guest, for me, it has been mainly a desire to balance things up a little. Tom, how can you balance what is not balanced? You need to hear what we have said. You have not understood the purpose of the nation of Israel. Guest, I was wondering what were the positive contributions of the Arabic peoples to the world as a whole? For example, the Secretary General of the United Nations, 1992, is a man from Egypt, a Christian married to a Jew. And this seems to me to be a significant thing. Tom, all Arabic people do not have Islam. There is a difference. Arabic peoples have contributed in greatness to Earth in times of past, in literature, colors, science. What has stopped the growth is the conformity of some religious sections in Islam. We do not place all in a pot, as we do not place all of the Hovids in a pot. Closer to reality are those that follow Jethro and the daughter Fatima. Guest, could you explain more about the influence of Jethro? Tom, it is similar to those that call themselves followers of Christ, the followers of Jehovah, which is in truth, a sect. Fatima and Jethro are a sect of Islam, of the one they identify as the Prophet. Guest, What is the positive contribution Arabs can make to the world, and what do they need to learn in order to make this contribution? Tom, if you tell them they need to learn, they will be greatly anguished at you. Guest, yes. However, we all need to learn things.